I firmly believe we have an amazing destination in downtown. I also believe it's at a tipping point every day. And if we don't keep doing better things and more fun things and to keep attracting people to our community, and this is one thing.
The Hays City Commission has passed a alcohol consumption zone for downtown Hays. Hays Post reporter Becky Kaiser talks about that with City Manager Toby Doherty and Commissioner Sandy Jacobs as they recap this week's Hays City Commission meeting on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It was a fun one, guys. Lots of interesting things that got talked about, and we kicked it off with I don't know if these will be annual or not, but the first ever Stork Awards through the Hays Police Department. Sandy, tell us what this was about.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. I said, I don't cry very often in city commission meetings, but this got me. We had two of our dispatchers within a very short period of time, 10 days or something, each helped deliver a baby that was on their way to the hospital, didn't make it, and they walked them through the birth. And both, I wish the babies would have been there last night. That would have just topped it. But they both did an outstanding job, and the babies got to the hospital. Mom and babies were fine, and we were just really proud of them. They did exactly what they were trained to do and did it very well.
And that's really nice that the Hays Police Chief Don Scheibler and some other officers were there, as well as some more of the crew from the Emergency Communications Center, to thank them for what they did. And they got their pictures taken. And it's just, it goes to show the great training that they go through. And, you know, that's what they're there for in case something like that would happen.
That's absolutely right. And they all take their jobs very, very seriously. And the first time I walked through the center down there and saw them all working after I became commissioner, I was shocked at how fast moving things are. And they're taking these calls and they're staying, you know, just very steady Eddie and doing their jobs. They do a great job. We're really proud of them.
And this was one of the, you know, sometimes it's not such great things that happen, unfortunately. This was really to be celebrated.
This was a good one.
And they got their pictures taken in special plaques, so it was really neat. So, Toby, talking about the Emergency Communications Center, the city met twice this week. On Monday, there was a special meeting, a joint meeting with Ellis County Commissioners to talk about the future of the emergency operations at the Law Enforcement Center. And the city and the county have been in that building in downtown Hays since 1976. And obviously since then, the number of people who work there has increased. The number of duties has increased. City is going to, at some point, build their own police station. So as we put it in the news stories that hopefully you read on Hays Post, duties got swapped, if you will, between, and responsibilities between the city and the county. Tell us what's happening.
So what's happening is you may have noticed in the capital improvement plan for the city of Hays, we are planning to build a new fire police station in 2025, which should be operational in 2026. And so we will be removed from the law enforcement center. Right now we have a financial arrangement with the county, and we have had for decades, that really doesn't deal with a monetary exchange for space in the law enforcement center. It deals with we get space in the law enforcement center. We get some discounted jail services from the sheriff. And we provide the communications officers and provide communication services countywide to all emergency and first responder agencies in the county. And in exchange, the county then provides the equipment, the radio equipment, not the radios on the hip, but the radio equipment that's dispatched on. And it's really not a tenable situation. It's not how you would draw it up from scratch, and it's not how most entities do it. Countywide dispatch is usually run by a county. And the reason it's like this is because it's kind of evolved very slowly with us being in the law enforcement center. And I'm not even sure if 911 existed when this whole arrangement started.
Probably not.
Decades ago, a lot of the agencies did their own dispatching.
Uh-huh.
They would have their own phone number. And so it's slowly morphed into what it is now, which is a highly complex, highly difficult for the workers, but a situation where somebody knows they can call or text, and there's going to be the appropriate agency responded. There's a lot of technology behind it that there wasn't before. So the flip side of that is, So we knew we were moving out, and that whole arrangement was going to have to be revamped. On the flip side, there are some roads around the periphery of Hays that are partly in the city, partly in the county, and it's kind of been a source of consternation over the years for residents, for city commissioners, county commissioners. And so the agreement that the governing bodies ratified on Monday had the city of Hays assuming ownership for a slate of roads around the city of Hays that are sort of these roads that the county had been taking care of, but part of the roads were in the city limits, and you know, it's just sometimes the residents, they don't care. They just want the road addressed.
Right.
Sure.
So the city agreed to take over that slate of roads, and the city agreed also then to a process whenever we annex new territory that will address the roads to make sure we don't develop the same situation into the future.
We're not going to do that again.
Yes, we're not going to do that again. And so then on the flip side of that, the county agreed to take over communication services. They'll be responsible for the entirety of communication services. They'll start doing that in January. And then we're going to pay them over 2 years as we phase our way out. So in 2024, we will pay essentially three quarters of the cost of communications. They will pay the rest. The next year we'll pay for, or not three quarters, two thirds. The second year we'll pay for one third. They'll pay for the rest, and we'll transition to them paying for it fully.
And they'll become county employees.
They'll become county employees. And I mean, it's countywide dispatch, and all residents in the county should pay equally for it. And this is the model that will happen.
Does the city have the equipment for maintaining roads? I know, Sandy, you've talked about that the behind the scenes, that the departments have worked well together. In fact, you said at the meeting Monday that it's the leaders, it's the commissioners that sometimes don't get together like they should.
Right. We haven't been as collaborative as we should have in the past. We do have the equipment. What we don't, we'll secure, and I'm sure we'll be able to still work with the county on equipment. That's what happens below grade here, is if somebody needs something in one of our departments, they can go directly. These roads we're talking about are not way out in the county. They're just in the periphery of Hays, and where we'll own the south half and the county will own the north half. So we're maintaining most of the road, or half of the road anyway. So all we'll be doing is just taking care of the whole road. And the benefit there is, first, there's no confusion, and citizens know who they're going to talk to and who's taking care of things.
All right. A couple good examples are 27th Street, from essentially Englewood to the bypass. There are city limits on part of that.
Right.
There's county property on part of that, but the county's typically been responsible. And then 41st Street from the Hall Street intersection to where the new road was built behind the Baymont, where it goes back into the city limits. That's one of those situations where it's part of it's half city, part of it's half county, part of it's all county, part of it's all city, but the county had been taking care of it. So we're just going to assume responsibility for all of it.
And I know County Commissioner Nathan Leglider said that should be less confusing for future development and developers who are interested in doing some in those areas.
That was a great point.
Well, let's talk about, in the time remaining, the other main discussion that it was probably a good 30, 40-minute discussion, Sandy, last night about the common consumption area for downtown Hays. It did pass unanimously by commissioners. Mason Reuter was absent, but this is going to happen in the very near future, where it will be legal for people to carry alcoholic beverages in the downtown area. There was one change made to the proposal, that the containers will not be allowed to be made of glass. That's kind of dangerous.
Right. That's the only really thing I think. Well, the talking about it, and I have to speak from my perspective, you know, there's five commissioners. From my perspective, when I got very interested in us doing something like this, it was related directly to downtown. You know, I've been in downtown involved for many years, and that it's just kind of the next step. I firmly believe we have an amazing destination in downtown. I also believe it's at a tipping point every day. And if we don't keep doing better things and more fun things and to keep attracting people to our community, and this is one thing. And I was concerned about what I consider to be the downtown area, which is 13th Street to 8th, Oak and Fort. And then we put a stretch in there that would also pick up like Sip and Spin and the Q, the 9th Street Diner. It's just a little strip. So it's a very contained area. It's kind of the social area of our community in my mind. So that's where I was coming from in how we drew the designated lines, where the demarcation came from. To me, it was really, really related to downtown. There were some people disappointed that we didn't extend it farther. You know, you can do the whole town if you wanted to. The issue with that is the city is actually the licensee to do that, and we have liability where things are where this all is concerned. So we kind of want to keep that liability controlled as well. I think it's going to be great for our downtown, and I'm really sorry we disappointed anybody. And maybe, you know, every year we can look at it again, and yes, maybe it'll change the next time around.
And Toby, this will go into effect when?
I would say probably within the next month. So by state law, we have to properly sign the district, which means signs acknowledging when you're entering and when you're leaving the district. And then we have to mark the district. And there, this is, in some cases, a line of demarcation across the sidewalk and the street.
A literal line.
Literally. A literal line, right. So we'll work with alcoholic beverage control to make sure that our plan is correct. We'll get them to sign off on it. And then once that's done, we'll put the signs up. And then the ordinance last night the City Commission passed set forth the parameters of the district. But then I have to draft some rules and regulations that will be distributed to anybody within the district. And so we'll get those drafted as well. So I would say you're probably looking at a month before we get it fully operational, maybe sooner.